Shalom Aleichem. Mishnah Yomi continues for the 20th of Sivan. We are holding in the 4th chapter of Yuma, Mishnah Vav, continuing with differences between Yom Kippur and other days of the year. B'chol Yom, on other days, Hayusham Arba Ma'arachot, there were 4 pyres, 4 arrangements of fire on top of the altar, on top of the Mizbeach. B'chayom Chamesh, on Yom Kippur there were 5, they added 1 more. Divrei Rabbi Meir, that's according to Rabbi Meir. The Mefarshim explained these 4 different fires are one for the tamid and other karbanot to be burned on top of, one to produce the coals to burn the ketoret that they had every day, one for the esh tamid to just have the mitzvah of having a fire going all the time, and one for burning the leftover pieces from the previous day's karbanot at night, the following night. And the 5th and additional one for Yom Kippur Dafka would be a separate fire to produce the super pure coals to burn the ketoret for Yom Kippur in the Kodesh Kodashim. The Mishnah goes on, Rabbi Yossi, Omer Rabbi Yossi disagrees. He says, B'chol Yom Shalosh. There were 3 on a normal day, V'hayom Arba, and they added 1 more on Yom Kippur. The partner explains, according to Rabbi Yossi, you didn't need a separate pyre for the leftover limbs and fats of the previous day's offerings. You'd put that on the regular pyre with everything else. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, B'chol Yom Shtayim. He says, on a normal day, there are only 2 fires. He eliminates the one for Esh Tamid. He says, if you have any fire going on the Mizbeach, that counts as Esh Tamid. You didn't need a separate Ner Tamid on top of the Mizbeach. Hayom Shalosh. But on Yom Kippur, there were 3 because you would add 1 more to produce special coals for the Ketoret in the Kodesh Kodoshim. Great. On to Chapter 5. Now recall in Chapter 4, we said that Kohen Gadol puts down the shovel of coals that he's going to take inside for the Ketoret. So now he picks it up, and we pick up there with Mishnah Aleph in Chapter Hey. Hotziu lo et akof v'tamachte. They brought the Kohen Gadol the empty ladle. It's like a big spoon that he's going to use for Ketoret, and the shovel. So this shovel is not the one with his coals in it quite yet. This is a shovel full of Ketoris, of Daka min Daka, finely ground Ketoris. As what does he do? V'chofon melo chofnav. He scoops out his scoop, meaning his 2 hands put together. The Gemara explains how he does it. He dips his 2 hands into the shovel full of Ketoret, natan l'toch hakaf, and then he uses his 2 hands full to put into this ladle, which he's going to carry into the temple with him. Hagodol l'fi godlo, and if he's a big Kohen Gadol with big hands, then his melo chofnav is obviously bigger. His bigger hands, a koton l'fi kotno. And if he's a smaller guy with smaller hands, then that's okay too. V'kach chayta midata. And this is the mida of Ketoris. You see, it's not an objective mida. It's however big the Kohen Gadol is, that's how much Ketoris he brings. So now that the Kohen Gadol has measured out his Ketoret size, notel et hamachta, he takes the shovel of coals now, bimino, in his right arm, with a kaf bismelo, and the ladle with the Ketoret in his left hand, and now he's going into the heichel, into the temple. Hayim mecholech beheichel, he's going through the main chamber of the temple, asher begia, lebein shtei haparochot, until he reaches, until in between the 2 curtains, hamavdilot bein hakodesh, bein hakodesh kodeshim. So this is talking about in the second temple time, there were 2 curtains, a double curtain. Ubenehen Amma. There's an Amma in between these 2 curtains. Now we know this is the second temple because in the first temple, there was actually a wall there called the Amma Truxlin. And it was a wall 30 amot tall. But in the second temple, the building was actually 40 amot tall. It was talking about the interior space, the ceiling height. And a wall that's 40 amot tall would have to be wider than an Amma in order to reach to the ceiling and be properly supported without falling down. Actually, the Gemara in Bava Basra, Daf Gimel, talks about this and asks engineering shilas about the height and the width of walls regarding this Amma Truxlin. But because at least in the second temple, you couldn't build a wall there and have it be structurally sound, so they used 2 curtains instead that with an Amma in between them. Now, the engineers amongst you may ask, why not just build a wall there and make it wide enough, make it wider, so it will hold up the form being 40 amot tall? Well, you can't really take more floor space from the Kodesh or the Kodesh Kodashim and still have the proper layout. Rabbi Yossi disagrees about the curtains. He says, Lo hayta sham ele parochet acha. There was 1 curtain there, bilvad, only, shenamar vehiv dila haparochet. It will divide the curtain, lachem, for you, bein HaKodesh u'bein Kodesh Kodoshim, between the Holy and the Holy of Holies. Now that Pasuk is actually talking about the Mishkan. In the Mishkan, there was 1 curtain, not a wall, bichlal. But in the temple, the first temple, there was a wall, 1 Amma. And there is a suffix. The other sages say there's a suffix about the status of that one amma of that wall. Is that kodesh or is that kodesh kadoshim? Rabbi Yossi is saying there's no suffix. We know exactly what it is, so we know where to put that curtain. You can use one curtain instead of two. Now the Mishnah continues back to the shita of the Chachamim, not Rabbi Yossi, a chitzona, the outer curtain, meaning the curtain to the east, farther away from the kodesh kadoshim, the one he reaches first, haita prukfa, minadrom. It was folded back, like clipped back from the south side. So the Kohen Gadol is going to enter in between these two curtains from the south, hapnimi, to the inner curtain, the one closer to Kodesh Kodoshim, minatzfon. That was clipped back from the north. So he goes in from the south, then he walks towards the north, and then he's going to turn and enter the Kodesh Kodoshim. So mecholech b'neihem, he walks in between them, achemigilatzfon, until he reaches the north side of the building. Yelatzafon, when he reaches the north side and goes into the Kodesh Kodashim, Hofech Ponov Ladarim, he turns his face towards the south, Mecholech Lismolo im Haparochet Adshu Magia La'aron. And so he's walking sideways, facing the Aron, until he reaches the middle of the room where the Aron is. Noten at the Mochta Ben Shtei Abodim. And he puts his shovel of coals in between the poles. Now this is talking about, this is interesting, this is talking about the first temple, when the Aron was actually in the building. We know in Second Temple times, there's a discussion that the Aron was hidden in secret tunnels under the Temple Mount before the Babylonians destroyed the temple. It was hidden away. It was Nignaz. There is a Machlokas. Other shitas say it was actually taken away and went into Golis. Now, there's a way to reconcile this. There were actually two Aronot. There was the original Aron that Moshe made during the construction of the Mishkan, and that was the one that went out to war. And that one may indeed have been captured or exiled, whereas the main golden Aron, it seems, was Nignaz. So in this case, it's possible they're both correct because there are actually two Aronot in practice. So the Mishnah continues, Tzovar et a ketoret al gabei geholim. He piled the incense on top of the coals, netmola kola bayit kulu asham, and the whole room filled up with the smoke. Now the Gemara actually explains this was a difficult avodah, because remember the shear, the midah, as the Mishnah just said, is his two hands full. So he has to pour two hands full of ketoret all at once on top of the coals. So first he has to go from the ladle, the ketoret's in the ladle that he carried in with, he has to scoop that from the ladle, he kind of uses his elbows, Gemara explains, and gets it back into his two hands, and then he has to carefully put it on top of the coals, which are, of course, burning hot. So this ketoret is a very difficult practice, a difficult service, and we learn in the first parak he would learn how to do this in the Beit of Tinas, the chamber where they would make the ketoret. They would instruct him and teach him and probably practice, probably do a dry run without the hot coals, about how to get this right. We can see it real quick, an interesting mussar from here, that you have to practice in Avodat Hashem to get it right. Maybe it's kedai to, you know, read the English translation of the Sidur and know exactly what you're saying. And also the midah, his midah, his measurement was not objective. It was whatever his hands could hold. So whatever your hands can hold in Torah, in mitzvot, that's what you're expected to do, to fill up your hands in this world with Torah and mitzvot. That's what Hashem wants of us, and that's what we're capable of if we practice. Good, back to the Mishnah. Yatza, he goes out of the Kodesh Kodashim, balo b'derech beit knisato. He goes along the same way he came in, meaning he's backing away facing the Aron, and then he's backing away through the curtains instead of turning his back on the Kodesh Kodashim. Umit polel tefila ketzara, and he davens a short tefila b'beit achitzon, in the outer chamber. The Gemara brings this tefila. He says it's something like if the year is supposed to be very hot, let it be a little more mild, a little nicer, and let the authority not depart from the house of Yehuda, and please don't listen to the tefila of the Ovrei Drochim. I mean, meaning people who are traveling, they're on the road, and then it starts raining, and they daven to Hashem that the rain should stop. Well, Hashem shouldn't listen to them because the land actually needs the rain. It's an interesting tefila, but he davens quickly. The Mishnah says he's not marich, he doesn't make it take a long time. So he won't scare the Jews because they're concerned. This is a very exacting avoda, and as we mentioned in the first parak, the tzadukim would want to do this avodah differently and often died because of it. So he doesn't want them to think that he died and be upset and be shocked. So he davens quickly, as the Gemara says, and then comes outside where everyone will see him. Yashar koach and a good Shabbos.